This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 967. Alex's advice for advanced IELTS students.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll meet Alex, a three-key student who just took IELTS for the first time. Find out how she increased her test day confidence and also how she focused her preparation to save time and still achieve high IELTS scores. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and YouTube fans, because this is yet another podcast episode that is also being filmed for YouTube. So hello to everyone. We have an exciting special guest. If you're watching us on YouTube, you know I'm not talking to Aubrey or Lindsay today. I am talking to a superstar student named Alex. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Alex, you just took the test, is that right?
Yeah, just this Saturday, I took it.
Okay, so I want to talk to you a little bit about that experience because it is fresh in your mind and listeners always want to know what happens on the test. What questions did you get? Was it hard? Was it easy? So we're going to talk about that first because I think our listeners will be very interested to know. But guys, Alex is also here because she wrote the winning essay last month in our Writing Wizard contest. So I will also talk to her a little bit about writing. So let's get into your test experience. First of all, in the morning when you went to your exam, were you nervous? Were you relaxed? Like, how did you feel going to your exam?
Okay, the day before, I just like tried to sleep well, and I took like some Valeriana like drops, and I was trying to keep calm and to like, it's all fine, it will be just a test. So I think that
we call that Valium. I think that's what you wanted to say. So you took some medicine to help you sleep. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know. I have just this anxiety before the test, like always at university, it was always the same. That is kind of, I have like nightmares about failing the test or something like that.
Oh no.
But like, it's like just something personal. But hopefully in this, like the day of the test, everything kind of went well. I eat a light breakfast, mm-hmm. and then I wanted to go there walking because here the COVID situation is still not that well in my country. So I wanted to avoid like public transportation, but yeah. Then it was like 40 minutes away from the test center. So I just decided to take a taxi. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that anxiety though, because in Three Keys IELTS, we have like a whole anti-anxiety module. Did you use any strategies from that module?
I like, honestly, I briefly review it because I just joined the course like last minute because I was trying to use free resources, but then there was a lot of things out there. So I said, like, I don't have to be that cheap and it is an investment. So I will go with this course because I listen to the podcast, All Ears English, and mm-hmm. I really like the show. So I said, like, this is a method that will work. So I just joined the course like less than a month. So I was...
Okay. So you probably didn't get to do everything on the study plan, right?
I tried to adjust a couple of things, and okay. I was working on the areas that I think that there were my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So okay. It was kind of the listening and the writing.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. Thank you for being so honest. if you just go to Google or whatever search engine, and you search like IELTS tips or IELTS resources, there are at least 2 billion results, you know, like it's ridiculous. It's hard. It's really hard to know who to trust about this exam. Because also like there's a lot of people, whenever it's like a specialty like this, right? Like we're not just teaching English, we're teaching for a specific test. Like there are going to be a lot of people who say they are experts, who say they are like, you know, like specialize or whatever. It's really tricky to find like good information. When you did get into the course, you focused on listening and writing, right? Because you felt like those were your weaknesses. So let's talk about the listening preparation first then. How do you feel like our listening module helped you feel more confident about that part?
Yeah, I really like that about the brain boxes, something like that was that you call that you have to prepare when they just announce what is going to be the conversation about, to just start thinking about the vocabulary that will be involved. So that was really, really useful for me because I started brainstorming before the questions and before the conversation started. So I think that was a very good tip that I received from the course, and I applied it.
I love it. Yeah, this is that's a term that Lindsay and I used to use a while ago because it's something we came up with like years ago and loved it, still love it. So guys, Alex is talking about predicting, right? So like before you listen, guys, you need to be active. This is such a crucial 30 seconds before you listen. Like what you do with this 30 seconds before the person starts talking is so crucial to understanding. So what Alex is saying, guys, open your brain box. So think about it like every topic, every situation has its own box in your brain, and the associated vocabulary to that topic is in that little box. So if the narrator says, you are going to hear 2 students talk about a music festival, then like you're going to open the music box in your head and like brainstorm that vocab. Okay, I love it. Such a good tip. Hello, awesome students. Have you been preparing for IELTS for a while? Maybe you've been using some free resources and you think you are doing fantastic. Guys, you can find out for free if you are preparing for the best scores. Get your estimated IELTS band score right now for free in just 5 minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a short quiz, get your score and free resources. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. So, the writing. Let's get down to the writing. I think you did have some experience with writing in English before. Is that correct?
Yeah, at the university, I had a couple of classes about like writing in English and also like for business a little bit, but it was a couple like 3 years ago. So it was good to refresh the vocabulary, the structure.
Yeah.
And the task one is just like, I haven't seen that before.
Task one is so, and you, like your job is with numbers, no less.
Yeah.
Guys, academic task one is weird. It would be like impossible for a student to not prepare for academic task one at all and then rock up on test day and do well. Like, that's impossible because it doesn't make sense. Like, nobody writes about a graph in real life. And you're an accountant or a bookkeeper, right?
Yeah, I kind of support in a small nonprofit, and it will involve HR, IT, accounting, bookkeeping, a lot of stuff at once.
You do it all. You wear many hats, as we say. That's a great idiom. Okay, so even for someone who like professionally works with numbers, task one still looked crazy. Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you made task one make sense for you. Like, what tips would you give other people about being able to write about task one with confidence?
I think that an important parameter is like the simplest, the better. I don't know. Like, if you try to think deeper, you will find more things that will be complex. So it is just try not to make that complicated, like that complex, because it will not be worth the time that you are going to invest. And
totally.
It's better if you just save your time for the task two that has more weight
on the score. No, for sure. Like, task two is worth twice as much. So there's that. But also, you're not going to get a high score for task one if you make it complicated. Like, that's not what you're scored on, right? Or even task two for that matter, or the speaking exam for that matter. If guys, like, if you try and be too complicated with your ideas, it becomes unclear. There is a very short line between complicated and convoluted. I don't know if you know that word, Alex. Convoluted. It's great. It's a great adjective. It just means like the logic is very confusing. Like, these ideas are unclear. That's what convoluted means. So guys, like, we don't want our ideas to be complex and convoluted. The ideas should be simple. The grammar and vocab should be complex, right? If you're going to get a high score. So that's awesome. Was it difficult for you to try and make task one simple? Like, Did you doubt sometimes, like, oh, I need to write more numbers or anything like that? Or was it just like easy for you to understand right away?
I just do like all the exercises that were on the course. So that module I really took advantage of. Awesome. So that was really helpful for me because I like to do things by hand, like handwriting. In that way, I will memorize the vocabulary, the grammar, the structure. So like, even if you are going to give the paper-based test, I would really recommend to write by hand. In that way, you are going to keep that vocabulary in your mind.
Yes, that is an excellent tip though, Alex. I wonder if students do that. I bet a lot of students do that are taking the computer delivered version. They think, oh, like everything I do has to be on the computer. No, like it also depends on how you learn. But I think a very common learning style is that when we like tangibly experience by hand this written, right? Like writing the word, writing the sentence, the definition, all of that, you're going to remember it better. Because you're involving more senses. You're involving like the sense of touch in a more complete way than just typing, tappity tap tap. Like it's so quick that way, right? Like your brain doesn't have time to process. So, oh my gosh, I love that tip so much. Even if you're taking the computer version, guys, you need to put in the effort and the time to handwrite notes, to handwrite your vocab notebook. And even I would say to practice task one and task two by hand a few times before you dive into the typing. I think that would be a great strategy. Okay, awesome. So about the writing. Now, you did have some experience with academic writing previously, a little bit professionally. How were those ways different than what you have to do on IELTS?
I think that I am a complicated person sometimes. I overthink everything, like every decision I will have to be, what are the pros, what are the cons?
Oh my gosh, me too.
I think that's for IELTS, is like, just go with the first idea that comes to your mind and that you can provide examples about it. So yes, that is kind of like, I had to make things simple and provide like tangible examples, not that complicated, because I try to make things more difficult than they are. So that's kind of one thing that I had to practice.
Well, it must have been a great confidence boost then when you won the Writing Wizard contest. Like, that was like proof that you had like clarified your communication, that you had, you are able to write at a higher level. So that, like, how did you feel when you read that email from me that you wrote the winning essay?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing, because it was just the day before the test.
Oh my gosh, perfect.
I think that the reason that I didn't really sign up before to the course, it's because I said like, oh my gosh, all my life I've been studying English, like at the university, at the school, at high school, I don't want to spend more money on that. And I totally was trying to, I was trying to look for free resources. But later on, I was like kind of anxious about a lot of things that I found. And I was like, just so confused that when I joined the course, I was like, that I was helping in to have more confidence in myself and my skills, and just awesome to address those errors, the techniques, because sometimes you just need that, like, yeah, that someone will tell you, you already know some things, you just have to keep trying and you are fine with what you do. And totally, that's something that sometimes we lack. And that is also like an important like feature that your course has, and that I really appreciate that, like the positivity and the energy that you transmit is like just awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, guys. Gosh, like undertaking such a high pressure situation, you, like all of this pressure that's on you guys to get these amazing IELTS scores, and but like, it's not just about this test. It's about English language is huge. Like, how do you improve all the vocab and the grammar and the writing and the reading? And like, that's so crazy. And thinking of people that have to do this or think they have to do this by themselves, like, makes me kind of sad, honestly, because I know what it feels like to try and motivate yourself in a bubble. Like, you're isolated and you're trying to figure it all out yourself. Oh my gosh, guys, you don't have to do that. Right? And then also, like, keeping up that energy for yourself, that's also like a whole other job, right? So guys, like, let us motivate you. Let me motivate you. And you just put in the work that you have to, right? Like, make it easy on yourselves, guys, because it's not easy. So make it easier is what I'm saying. Guys, if you would like to get into Three Keys IELTS and be motivated every day, check it out, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. If you're also wondering what score you would get on the exam, you can find out for free in 5 minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Okay, fantastic. Oh, I have one last question for you, Alex, because one of the reasons why your essay jumped out at me right away as being impressive was the vocabulary. And, you know, a lot of students can throw in big words sometimes, but not really use them correctly, or like they're kind of awkward, but your vocabulary was fantastic, like high level, natural, so amazing. So do you have any tips for reaching that level of vocabulary knowledge for our students?
Yeah, I would really recommend to read about kind of economics, because that is for task one and also like for task two. Sometimes I happen to have a book about that was written by the economist, and they were like just like kind of interesting questions, but explained in a easy economic way. I don't know.
I love it.
And it was very interesting. And I really used a couple of vocabulary that I learned there, and also like from the course. And I think that I just have a couple of books that I really like. It's like Cartoon Introductions to Economics. So it's a funny book, and at the same time you learn vocabulary about economics, because I am also kind of interested in that.
Wait. Okay. So just let me get this title straight for our listeners that may want to follow your advice. It's cartoon. What is it? What's the title?
Introduction to Economics.
Okay. Cartoon Introduction to Economics. That sounds fun. I love it. This is a side note, guys, before we finish up today. Even if you guys think like, oh, I'm not a math person. Numbers are boring. That's not what economics is. Like, economics is philosophy. Economics is theory. It's not like math. I'm just putting it out there because I don't like math. I find math very boring, but I do find economics fascinating. So very different subjects to my mind. Also, guys, check out any books by Malcolm Gladwell, of course, and the podcast Planet Money, because they look at like fine points of economics, but in very entertaining ways. So awesome. Lots of great recommendations. Okay. Wonderful. Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and have this conversation with me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Well, let me know about your test results, okay?
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. All right, Alex, have a good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.